Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 and 7.
And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book."
Now today's Devotional Reflection. As Christ followers, we are blessed to understand from Holy Scripture that not only has Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave, but he has also defeated the Antichrist, will make all things new, and is coming soon. We can be accurate futurists when we correctly handle the word of truth. A futurist is a person who researches and makes forecasts about the future. Jacob, whose narrative is recorded in Genesis, was among the first futurists when he convened his sons to forecast their upcoming experiences. In his address, he outlined the future lineages of Israel. Last time we considered Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Today we will pick up with Zebulun. Zebulun will be a refuge for ships. The refuge was along the shore. A refuge is seen as a place of relaxation and security. In contrast to some of his siblings, who were described as erratic and harsh, Zebulun lived his life depending on the Lord. He grew to have faith in God for his necessities and did not always attempt to alter God's will for his life. He found peace in his soul and for his soul. Some of Zebulun's brothers' erratic harshness and blatant sin cost them a favorable forecast. It is fitting for us to learn a lesson from Zebulun. He grew to have faith in God for his necessities and did not always attempt to alter God's will for his life. He found peace in his soul and for his soul. As Zebulun did not always attempt to alter God's will for his life, we too can accept and surrender to God's purposes for our lives. We can find the peace of God and peace with God when we place faith in Christ Jesus. Issachar's name, people of hire, reflects how Leah essentially exchanged a night with her husband for his physical intimacy, resulting in the conception of Issachar. The tribe of Issachar was renowned for its devotion to studying the Torah and is acknowledged for developing the Israelite calendar. The descendants of Issachar endured enslavement in Egypt, and many centuries later, when Assyria subjugated them. Like Issachar, we should devote ourselves to biblical study. Studying, not merely reading, is an excellent way to build intimacy with God. The Bible is also the only source that reveals God's incredible future. We will continue this thought next time. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.